If we look in this world today, we will see that there is goodness and that there is evil in this world. So why is there evil and suffering in the world today? There are two possibilities. Firstly, evil only exists in comparison to something else. What do we mean? A snake's venom would be considered evil for some people. But when you put the venom for the snake, is it evil? Of course not. It is a self-defense mechanism, so it's not evil in itself. Or if we look at earthquakes and volcanoes, we sometimes look at them as evil, as we don't understand that they need to release the earth's pressure and etc. It only becomes evil when you compare it to human beings. The second possibility is that evil only exists because of the absence of something else. For example, is there such a thing as coldness in itself? No, there isn't. How? You can have lots of heat, white heat, even more heat, a little heat or no heat, but we don't have anything called coldness. So cold is only a word we use to describe the absence of heat. Is there such a thing as darkness? No, there isn't. How? You can have low light, normal light, bright light, and etc., but we don't have darkness. Darkness is a term only used to describe the absence of light. And the same goes for evil. We can have good, really good, extremely good, and etc. Evil is just a term to describe the absence of good. So why all this suffering in the world? Why do I have cancer? Why is my child handicapped and so on so? There are several reasons why suffering exists in this world. First, suffering caused by cause and effect. We live in a world of cause and effect. Earthquakes happen to release the stress for the earth to keep it going. It is part of the cause and effect chain. A simple example is that there are two scales, a vertical scale and a horizontal scale. On the vertical scale, we are told to tell the truth. We are told to share our sustenance. We are told to be good to others and etc. Seems like a perfect scale of cause and effect if we follow it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "It is He who perfected everything which He created." Now what happens if we lie and not tell the truth? What happens if we don't share our sustenance? What happens if we are not good to others? We obviously alter the cause and effect system from a vertical scale to a horizontal scale. Now we will have liars and corruption due to the lack of truth. Now we will have more and more poor people and greedy rich people as they did not share their take of sustenance. Now we will have crimes and bad people everywhere due to the lack of goodness. Secondly, suffering we cause ourselves. For example, we choose to dress poorly and go out into the rain. Then we fall ill and suffer because of that decision. There was a case of birth defects of children in the late 1960s in the UK caused by the contraceptive pill, which caused more than 10,000 deformities of children being born. So before we play the blaming game, we should look at ourselves and what caused it first. Suffering can be caused by others. Sometimes some people hurt others out of greed, fear, or simply because of being cruel. They may deny others their rights or even inflict harm on them. Suffering builds character. When we suffer, especially through no fault of ours, it is an opportunity to become better. We always claim to love God and have faith in Him. Suffering is a chance for us to prove what we claim. Suffering brings us closer to God. When people enjoy a lot of ease and comfort, they forget God and become lazy and heedless. Suffering reminds a believer that this world is a place of trial. It makes them turn to God for help and brings them closer to God.